Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Happy Tuesday. February 23rd. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. You know, our world is shrinking. Discover what the world has to say. On Blog Talk Radio, Internet, thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Log on, blogtalkradio.com. February 23rd, 2016. A new year. A new you. A new beginning. And the thought for the day is, the world is full of beauty when your heart is filled with love, but how can it be when you're plagued with anxiety, having anxiety attacks? Why is it for some there is no end of things to worry about? Is worry a search of omission? Is it a habit? Is that all you know what to do? Is to worry, worry, worry? Weigh in now. You could call in at 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. Okay, we're at the end of February. What goals have you reached? Are you still doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results? You're insane. And that always prompts me to remind you that Europeans think Americans are insane. We worry about competing, comparing, when in reality, no one really cares. They only care about themselves. The only one that matters is me, myself, and I. But are you living someone else's life? Can you think out of the box? Do you have the guts to be courageous, to lift that lid up, what you call your comfort zone, which it really isn't? Can you do that? When anxiety kicks in, is it an illness? Anxiety could start as early as grade school. I know that for a fact. We're at the effect of the words that hurt, words that did not empower us. You know, the whatever it is, sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I want that eradicated. I want that thrown out of the human system. Yes, words do hurt. Words do hurt. And we parents early on didn't know. We've come a long way, baby, in higher consciousness. And yes, words do hurt. And I have to tell you, those of you that are constantly criticizing or tearing someone down, it's your own insecurities. You're describing yourself. Yes, you are describing yourself. If we did things we are really capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. But you can't do it because you're so stuck with anxiety. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. No one cares. I'm telling you. Can you step out of your comfort zone in that box with the lid on and start to get acquainted with the authentic you? When we constructively praise and creatively bless, life abounds with love, peace, and joy. Can you do that? Oh, no, you're too stressed out. What are you stressed out about? Come on. What are you stressed out about? Your job that you hate, why are you in it? I want you to pick up the mirror. Will you do that for me right now? I want you to pick up the mat and look at yourself. But before you do that, get your pen and pad out and write down, I am. I am brilliant. I am marvelous. I am amazing. Do you want to know why you're going to do that every day? You're going to reprogram your mind. As we age, I hear so many people say, oh, it's because I'm getting older. No, it's because you're lazy. You don't understand the power of the mind. The body and the brain don't age. We do. I may be, according to the experts out there, I don't know who they are, I'm supposedly in the winter of my life. But in my mind and in my heart, I'm in the springtime because of my choices. While I'm moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new opportunities, new portals, new vistas to enter, come soar with me because I want you to know right now, there is no one else on the planet like you. No one else has the same fingerprints as you, and no one laughs like you. Did you know that there are over 20 different ways to laugh? I'll be doing a show on it soon. And no one shines like you. You are unique, spectacular, and awesome. Why not share the gift of yourself with the world? Oh, I know why not. Because you're living your life according to the dictates of someone else's gospel. You're brilliant and you just don't know it. You woke up today and this is the present moment. This is all that you have. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Steve Jobs said, what is spending time living like someone else? Who's this someone that you adore? The only one that you should be emulating is your higher power. Because when you walk in faith in you, you exude this confidence and you look younger and you sleep better. And people are now coming up to you and saying, man, whatever has happened to that gal? Look at her. Doesn't she look fabulous? Or he, doesn't he look fabulous? One of the benefits of tapping into silence is we get to experience the source of our being. Get out of your own way and enjoy you, the uniqueness of who you are. Listen to the breath. While you're listening to my voice, close your eyes, and in your mind's eye, picture you are the Michelangelo of your life. You create your life. There is no blame. No matter where you are today, it's been a learning curve, a learning experience for you. Don't you understand that? That's why it's so important with our little children that are our future, to give them a good start. And take your old insecurities that are hateful and resentful. Don't take them out on our children. I want you to reflect. I want you to go inside. And on your screen, in your mind's eye, who is it that you want to be? You can't blame anyone else. It was your choice. Your greatest freedom is that of choice. So, you're plagued with anxiety. Over. You can't even believe in yourself. And you listen to that self-talk babble. Can't you quiet the brain? Can't you accept who you are? There are three reasons for an upset. Thwarted intention. What did you want to do with your life? And someone came along and said, oh, no, you're not. They're dream stealers. And you believe them. Unfulfilled expectations. Oh, I could go back to January 1st. Did you write down your expectations? Did you write down your goals? If you didn't, they're poof, and they're gone within 72 hours. Did you overextend yourself? Did you forget to take baby steps? Look, this is your life, Tootsies. This is not a dress rehearsal. There ain't no do-overs. There ain't no do-overs. Can you truly see your true selves? That true self is here to breathe, to shine, to live, and love life fully. But do it as you and no one else. Can you exist from that place? How many anxieties are you? Do you know that they're the cause for anxiety, premature aging, and in many cases, death? And you don't get ulcers from what you're eating. It's from what's eating you. Why? Why would you allow anyone to be the choreographer of your life? Why? And if you're going through that right now, call in 347-637-3789. And let's find out why. I'm not an MD, a PhD, medical disclaimer here. You know, I've lived life with futuristic and visionary insights. I've had so many challenges and disappointments. I could write my own book on that, which I did, Choices. But I invited 13 others to share their story. And you could get the book through Author House. It's a nonfiction. And it occurred to me in life is to inspire you by example. And that's what my goal is. And in many cases, I'm old enough to be your nana and possibly your mother. And if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. And if grandma ain't happy, you better run. And I see it around. It just encircles me all day long, no matter where I go. I see so many people, all ages, living life, but they're dull. I could tell by looking at your eyes the goodness of you and many times the sadness. What is it that you wanted to achieve in life and you haven't done it? There's still time. Age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. That's Mark Twain. And George Burns said, well, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. It's all in your choices, all in your decision to let go of living your life by the dictates of someone else. You know, we teach people how to treat us. Write that down. We teach people how to treat us. It's okay to admire a role model. It's okay to emulate a role model. But who are you emulating? What's causing your anxiety? Constant worrying about anything and everything could be a mask of obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. You've got to get with a good counselor. You've got to sit down and recognize how valuable you are to the world. About 2.1 million American adults are affected by OCD. That's according to the National Institute of Mental Health. And it's often associated with anxiety, but it's with children too. Mothers and daddies, what demands are you putting on them? I have to tell you, when I was raising my three children, I let them participate in the activities that they wanted, but I made sure it was safe for them. I put no demands on them. The kids should be kids. Let them go out in an open field and make up the rules for their own game. Why do they have to go to football, soccer? Of course, for most people, and I would say this, study the art of ballet, the discipline. It is so great for boys and girls. But I didn't put any restrictions on them. I just said, well, okay, football, you'll just play out in front or in the field. You're not going into the – and look what's happening to all of the football players. Look, this is your life. It's the life of your children. It's the life of your family. No matter what, be the best you can be. Why not? It shouldn't and doesn't matter what others say. It doesn't matter what others do. You are here to be your magnificent self. But hey, yo, why not be spectacular? Don't you realize you were created to be great? Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be seen by the world or show up on a talk show. It does mean, however, that you were created to share your gifts. That's the operative term. You were created to share your gifts, talents, and love with the whole world like no one else can. You are unique. What are you afraid? It's not here to stop you. Fear is here for you to walk through. Why not walk through it and be the magnificent gift that you are? There's no stopping. No stopping you. Can you? Would you? For some of us, there is no end of things to worry about. Huh. And here's a story about a little third grader. I stood alone at the bus stop with a battery-powered travel alarm and two watches. I checked them frequently as I looked for the yellow bus to appear, fearing that it never would. My teacher called me a worrywart. And my parents thought I was eccentric. No one thought I needed help. Of course we need help. Of course we need help. Now, after I take a break to acknowledge my sponsors and my partners, we're going to go to three ways to feel safe in a stress-filled world. But darlings, now remember, it's your choices. Eric Toll said, get his book, T-O-L-L-E, realize deeply that the present moment is all that you'll ever have. This moment at 12:48 p.m. Central Time is the only moment I will ever have. And the time that I'm spending with all of you four times a week is my life. I'm willing to give you 2 hours of my life if it will help make a difference in yours. So we're just going to take a little break, and then I'll come back to a new you. Oh, yeah, a new beginning. I demand it. I'm not going to let you go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart, but it's your choice. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men, Iron Workers, Impact, Titanics Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision coming together to create a better informed world. Iron Workers work hand in glove. Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Do you want a career or a job? Log on impact-net.org. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Yeah, 3 to 4 years, you have to qualify. ironworkers.org. There isn't a building, a bridge, a street, a road. Without the iron workers, they would not be standing. The construction trades, and don't call them blue collar. They are the white collar. They are the domperion of the trades. I want you to acknowledge and recognize iron workers as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. And there is a CD out, Iron Workers, a Noble Profession. 8 minutes. I'd love to send it to you. It is affordable. You're listening to Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They stood on top of the mountain. They reached their goal, and they're going beyond it, the zenith for excellence in Park District, opportunities and growth. The 50 Plus Club, the consortium is directed by Rika Cuff. You're born lonely? Look in the mirror. You were designed for greatness. Don't you understand that? Get rid of that babble, that chicken babble. Get rid of it. Toxic negative thinking. Stop it. I stop that. That thought is not the truth for me. The truth is I am. I am. I am spectacular. I have so much to contribute to the world. Log on heparks.org. Check with your park districts, senior centers, and libraries. And your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. I don't think you'd be listening to me too long if this is what I sounded like. Get in touch with me. My bags are packed. I would love to teach privately, I love teaching privately, semi-privately, or in a seminar session. And it's all doable. It's your choice. Get in touch with me. Oh, email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on simplyageless.net or kathywatsonspeaks.com and click on all of the buttons on my website. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre. He's our CPA. You have a little question about your tax, finances, ahtax@ameritech.net. Did you know everyday happenings we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health? What did I tell you about anxiety, stress, toxicity, trauma, anger? Releases toxins into the body. Get the book. Get the book, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. And they're all in there. Now, you could only get the book through me. It's an e-book or a soft copy. It may just change your perception of your life because it is all natural. No costly equipment, no costly operations. The elixir is there for you to drink in. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. Oh, the obstacles and the health challenges that she had. She surpassed herself. Get her book at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Oh, we're coming to the end of the month. Are you having more month than money? Get your own, start your own home-based business. At least explore the possibility, the opportunity. Don't you want to be the CEO of your company? I didn't say quit your job. But it's time, seniors, it's time for you to refire, not retire. Even if you're a solopreneur, even if you're actively working. And it doesn't cost huge money. What if I told you that with your own home-based business, you could fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills. And it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself and to believe in yourself. Did I pique your interest? You know how to reach me. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And it's Blog Talk Radio is a marvelous marketing tool and a learning curve. But I don't know. I just don't know where you are and what your plans are. However, the show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on February 23rd. Okay, three ways to feel safe in a stressful world. Well, number one is believe in yourself. Why are you believing in someone else? I told you that there is no one like you. According to the National Science Foundation report, we have about 1,000 thoughts an hour. What are you thinking right now? Think about how many of these thoughts are fearful. Stories we tell ourselves over and over again. We could get sick, we could lose our jobs, never get out of debt or be in a good relationships. It's habit. These thoughts take over and keep us running the same track of worry, dilemma, and concern. The more laps we take, the more this kind of self-talk, what is your self-talk? Makes us feel we're incapable of handling what life throws our way. And the less we believe we can take care of ourselves, the more harmful the world becomes. If we want to feel safe in the world, we need to believe we can take care of ourselves when things get tough, budget situations occurred. They're all learning curves, a learning process. You have to be grounded. To feel calm and balanced, we want to alter the way we speak to ourselves. You have to, what is your self-talk? What is your self-talk? Can you accept uncertainty? If it crops up in your life, it's there for you to learn. Take a deep breath. Step back. Don't hold yourself back from expressing yourself at work and in relationships because you were so scared of what would happen or what I wanted to happen. Maybe your relationship would end instead of becoming more intimate, or would you get fired instead of a promotion? Accept it. Move forward. But I got to go back to self-talk. That is the source. That's the beginning of the triage. How do you feel about you? How do you feel about you? Be sure and email me, kathystudio@scglobal.net. Can you be present? Can you think for a minute about when you feel unsafe or when you feel scared? Are you alone? What are you thinking about? Does your mind go to what would happen if I lose my job? What would happen if my life leaves me? We end up putting too much energy into the unknown. All of us enter a vortex of fear, anxiety, and dread instead of paying attention to the present. I told you everything is a learning experience. By paying attention to the present, we discover the possibility each moment and make better choices. You'll make better choices. Being present lets us live our lives as they are happening now. Until tomorrow, be happy. Au revoir.